Two memorial plaques on the left at the entrance to the passageway commemorate the fate of Jewish citizens in Dachau. Jewish residents were also driven away here during the Night of Broken Glass in November 1938. Interned in various concentration camps, five of them fell victim to the Holocaust. How was it possible that the name Dachau, a coveted destination for many artists around 1900, became synonymous with Nazi terror? To explain what happened, we will have to go back a bit in history. The Reich President appointed Adolf Hitler Reich Chancellor on the 30th of January 1933. There was nothing unusual about this appointment. It was in keeping with how things were done in the Weimar Republic. But it did not take long before this democratic state had been reshaped into a dictatorship under the Nazi regime. The Reichstag Fire Decree imposed a state of emergency just 1 month after Hitler's appointment as Reich Chancellor. Its introduction was justified by the state's fight against alleged communist subversives. Armed with this decree, the National Socialists invoked a lawful basis for arresting legions of supposed dissidents that followed immediately afterwards. And what happened next also played out in the public eye. Internment camps were built to suppress and eliminate any opposition as quickly as possible. Initially, they were called protective custody camps and not concentration camps. Heinrich Himmler announced the opening of the protective custody camp near Dachau on March 22, 1933, at a press conference in Munich. So why was the first concentration camp in Bavaria, constructed just outside Dachau of all places? Back then, Dachau was in no way a city inhabited by ardent supporters of the Nazi Party. Large swathes of the population belonged to the working class and were traditionally more left-wing. Even in early 1933, organized resistance by communists and the SPD disrupted a Nazi Party gathering to such an extent that an anticipated speech by Rudolf Hess had to be called off. Interestingly, the meeting was held in the Hörhammerbräu Banquet Hall, a former brewery, which will feature some more later on in the tour. There were actually pragmatic reasons for building one of Bavaria's first concentration camps near Dachau. Quite simply, the city had an ideal site, namely the grounds of an abandoned armaments factory from the First World War. The brownfield site still possessed all the necessary infrastructure. This included barracks for the former workers and a fence round the complex. In addition, its secluded location in the middle of a forest, just outside the town, shielded the site from overly inquisitive eyes. It also had electricity and water, as well as its own railway siding with access to Munich. These first provisional camps were opened all over the country in 1933, although they tended to be quite improvised and built almost overnight. Dachau concentration camp was no different, but it was soon to receive its own, more organized structures to reflect the vision of Heinrich Himmler. Binding regulations were issued for guards only 6 months later, in the fall of 1933. Also included were camp rules for the treatment of prisoners, which detailed a brutal catalogue of punishments. Developed in Dachau, these camp rules became standard operating procedures in the growing network of National Socialist concentration camps from 1934 onwards. The Dachau camp was converted on the fly in 1937. Its construction plans were then used as a model for subsequent camps. Dachau concentration camp served as a model for later facilities under the National Socialists. It also fulfilled propaganda purposes for many years. Its leaders staged the pretense of a well-run re-education camp for media visitors and delegations from the International Red Cross. Answering questions from visitors well-fed, satisfied prisoners were forced to give positive reports on the conditions at the camp. Dachau concentration camp was the only facility that operated for the entire 12 years, from 1933 to 1945. Used in its early years as a camp for political opponents and dissident groups under the Nazi regime, its role gradually changed. With the outbreak of the Second World War, Dachau concentration camp became a place where brutal working conditions were imposed to exterminate opponents of the Nazi regime and a growing number of foreign prisoners of war. Along with its many satellite camps at sites run by the armaments industry, it was used as a source of slave labor to bolster defense production when the tide of the war turned in 1942. Like all the facilities built in the early period, Dachau concentration camp was originally a labor camp. A new type of camp emerged in the occupied territories to the east from 1941 onwards. They were extermination camps where millions of people, mainly Jews, were systematically murdered in the gas chambers. On April the 29th, 1945, Dachau concentration camp became the second-to-last camp to be liberated by American troops. Unlike other concentration camps, Dachau had not been evacuated. Instead, it was miserably overcrowded by around 30,000 prisoners in a desolate state. Now, the eyes of the world could see the true conditions inside the walls and barbed wire surrounding the camps. Images and film documents from Dachau concentration camp brought the horrors of National Socialism to life. Like Auschwitz, the name Dachau became synonymous with the inconceivable crimes of the Nazi dictatorship and its perpetrators. The Dachau uprising played out here in the Old Town in the final hours before liberation. You will learn more about the events later on in the tour. Used for other purposes over many years, the site of the camp did not become an official memorial until 20 years after its liberation. And even then, it experienced some fierce opposition from politicians and local residents. Today, the city and its politicians are aware of the grave responsibility that history brings and are respected internationally for the way they approach the challenges associated with the place for encounters and learning. Once a place of terror, the site has now fulfilled many functions since its classification as a memorial in 1965. It has become a place of education, where younger generations can learn about what once happened here. Likewise, the Dachau concentration camp memorial is dedicated to remembrance, as a gathering place for survivors and their relatives, and at the same time, a cemetery for the numerous dead denied a proper grave. In total, more than 200,000 prisoners from at least 34 nations passed through Dachau concentration camp. Its archive reports far more than 40,000 registered deaths, but the actual numbers are likely to be much higher. Dachau concentration camp memorial is open daily, apart from December the 24th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Visit the tourist information at the site for more information.